I think of fire in connection with emotions, because when you become stirred up, when your emotions control your actions, it affects not only yourself, but the people around you. Psychologists find that control of emotions can be gained by understanding the stimulus-response pattern. When you have certain experiences, you respond with various emotions. Stimulus-response. Cause, effect. Nature endows us at birth with three general patterns of emotional response. Rage is the response to the primary stimulus of thwarting, something interfering with our behavior or action. Fear is the response to loud noises or loss of support. And the emotional response to love is usually the result of a show of affection or favor. And these seem to be the emotions with which we start life. Then as we grow up, many everyday things and social situations become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning. And so many things and people cause us to respond emotionally. And in general, that's good, for there are many factors involved in a personality. And a balance of emotion is important to a well-rounded personality. But emotions out of control, well, what might happen to you or to me? What's the stimulus that brings on this sudden emotional response of anger or mild rage? Shortcuts often lead to trouble, and thus loss of emotional control. You've heard, haste makes waste. Did you ever hear anyone say, I was so mad I couldn't see straight? Severe emotional stress often decreases efficiency. Anger is a violent emotion, and we often see an induction of behavior, or spread of emotion to other persons, almost like a contagious disease.